Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's great to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Russell is the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business, as well as Preparing Your Business for Sale. He's our business buying and selling expert. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to see you today.
Good to have you here, as always. And we're continuing our series on things that we need to be paying attention to as you're thinking about buying a business. Russell, what's our topic today?
Well, we're going down this list that we've put in roughly alphabetical order of skeletons in the closet you need to look for. And, of course, remember, we've talked about the fact this isn't just for people who are thinking about buying a business, but also business owners and other interested parties, business brokers and so on. Anyway, we're down to the R's, and the one we have in R is rent, which may be perhaps significantly increased because there's no lease on the facility that the business is in.
So this is a situation, folks, where you're thinking of buying a business, and there are a lot of reasons why you want to buy the business. But there are many more things that you need to look into that you might overlook in your excitement of in getting the business, in your haste. You might overlook some of these things that could come back, and maybe any one of them, Russell, all by themselves might not hurt you to the point of taking you down. But if you get a gaggle of these together, you overlook several of these things as a group, they could take you down, couldn't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And all of these, and some of these may seem like big deals, but many of them are easily solved. And it isn't just for business buyers, as I mentioned. It's also sellers. You have to know what the buyer is going to be looking at. And even if you're not a current seller, you know, if you're just a business owner who's contemplating someday selling the business, of course, someday you will.
Right. And so what does rent have to do? Why is rent a dangerous thing?
Well, and rent usually, rent or lease costs for the facility, that's usually a very significant part of the expenses of the business, and therefore affect the profitability of the business significantly.
It's clearly one of the big lines in your operating statement, isn't it?
Sure,
and it's side of your operating statement.
Right. It most likely isn't the biggest, but it certainly is a significant item. And so what you want to do is make sure that's under control in whatever way you can get it under control.
Right.
And the thing is, if you don't own the real estate that you're leasing or renting, and many, many business owners do not, then what you've got to do is find a way to ensure that those costs that you are showing as associated with the profitability of your company for the last several years are going to not increase significantly or maintain their level for the reasonable future. And reasonable future in the sale of a business is 3 to 5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you do that? Well, you get a lease that ties the business into the facility, and at the same time, in return for that, the lease, the owner of the property fixes the rent with either at a certain rate or with certain agreed upon adjustments over the that period of time of the lease.
You know, so I guess Russell, I've seen this, and I know you have too, when somebody buys a business, and one of the reasons they bought the business was because of the location, because as you know, in business, location is the key in many businesses. And they bought the business because it's there. That's where the customers have been coming. But they didn't take the time to find out whether they were actually going to be able to continue to operate in that location, either, period, or if they could afford, as you said earlier, the new rents that you're likely to have to pay.
That's right. And so there's two important points there. One is that you have to, first of all, you need to understand whether or not it's imperative that the business remain in the location it's in. And for many small businesses, that's the case. We can talk about other situations where it doesn't matter and so on. But the second point is that you need to understand is that, and I'm not going to malign commercial property owners here,
because you are one.
For many years. But it's a golden opportunity in the minds of commercial property owners,
right,
to get a significant rent increase upon the proposed sale of business.
They hear the possibility of ka-ching, don't they, Russell? And we're going to talk about that right after these messages. This is a multifaceted issue, folks. Probably a lot more than you thought. 22. We'll be right back with our good friend, Russell Brown. Here's Hart to take us out. We're back. It's 17:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Russell Brown is our guest and our good friend. He's the author of a number of books and an outstanding computer project that will help you do a better job of considering the business that you might be buying. Russell, give us your website and tell us about that fancy thing that you've created.
All right. The website is businessbookpress.com. And we focus the website on everything relating to buying, selling, or creating a valuation for a business. And that thing you said that I would have developed
that fancy one.
Is a business valuation software program.
Called
BizPricer.
Yeah.
BizPricer.
And you can download that, can't they?
You can download it.
Or they can wait on the CD.
Yeah, or we can send you the CD. Well, we send them out quick, though, and they go by priority mail, so you get them in a couple days. But it's a great, great program. I know it. I wrote it, and I market it, and my saying it's a great program probably doesn't carry a lot of weight. But
well, it does with my audience because they know you very well. But the thing is, folks, is that what I like about the BizPricer, Russ, is that even if you're not in the business, I mean, even if you're not in the process of buying a business, if you're just operating a business, the things that you point out in here in your program actually reminds people about things that they need to pay attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps you run your business more profitably over the in the normal course of events. You don't have to be actually, I guess you say, currently considering selling it. I think every business owner ought to know the value of the business. You really ought to know what it is. And then you don't have to go and do the calculations every year, but every few years as you're looking back and seeing sort of setting a milestone, where are you? Where are you heading to?
And the value of the business is impacted by some of the issues that are not as easy to put in a formula, like the rent, like the availability of the property, and all that sort of thing. And those kinds of things, like what we're talking about right now with the rent and the location, the real estate, Russell, even though they're not as easy to put into a valuation, they actually contribute to the blue sky opportunity, don't they?
Well,
when you sell a business.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And, and with in the business valuation, what you do, you can go in and you can tweak and take that one line item of expense, say rent, and take a look at, say, what the property owner is proposing to raise the rent to, plug that number in and see how it affects the overall bottom line. And, boy, you'll wish you had a lease.
Right, absolutely.
Because it makes a big difference.
Explain that, Russ, because, you know, everybody might not understand the difference between just paying rent and having a lease. Now, and it's pretty intuitive to you and me, but everybody might not understand it. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, of course, the difference between just paying rent and a lease, of course, is that paying rent is it's a month-to-month agreement.
It presumes short term of some kind, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, but I think the laws in most states designate if in absence of a written agreement, you know, then there's essentially a lease for 1 month in place.
Right. When I think of rent, and this is Jim Blassingame's world here. I'm talking about when I think of rent, I think of anything with 12 months or less commitment.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Because the thing is, that's okay if you're renting an apartment. But if you're renting a business where you're going to be spending money telling customers, come to this location, and a lot of the money you're spending to get people to come to your location, you would like for that money to be amortized over several years. You know, you don't want to have to, the next year, come back and send them to another place.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So
many businesses where that rely on walk-in customers and things like that, where it's critical that they know where the business is and that they come there time after time for many years, and they don't even think about it anymore. And you can cut way, a lot of businesses, they cut way back on their advertising, and they don't need to do it for customer awareness. There's all different ways mm-hmm. to advertise. And
one of you know, Russell, you've seen many times where the business was purchased not so much for the business because the new owner was going to come in and revamp the business anyway, but because of the availability of the real estate. And one more thing, Russ, the phone number. I've seen businesses, people paid extra for a business to make sure they got the 40-year-old phone number.
Yep, you're right. Yeah, those things are all very, very important because that's taken 40 years to get that number ingrained mm-hmm. in the minds of people.
How much did that cost the former owners? How much did they spend on that? What's that worth now?
Right.
And it's the same thing with the lease of the real estate, isn't it?
Sure, absolutely. So all these things are important, and so you need, these things are called the intangibles of the business, or the blue sky, or the goodwill of the business. These kinds of things like the phone number, the location, the name of the
name,
mm-hmm. yeah, and those things are so important, and that's what makes a business. I mean, that's the fabric of the business, and what you're really buying, because if you look at most any business, it's made up of physical component parts, any of which, in most cases, you can just go out and buy yourself.
That's right. And Russell, hold on to that thought, folks. One of the things that gets a little dicey though when you're buying a business is how do you talk to this business's landlord about the transfer of the business? And when do you do that? We're going to get Russell to help us understand that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Lindsay Buckingham to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russell Brown is our guest. Russell, give us your website again, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget to check out his BizPricer, too. And can they see a little demo of your BizPricer?
Oh, yeah.
Russell?
Yeah, I've got it all up on the site there. They can take a look at it.
They can road test it right there on your site, can't they?
Yep. They can see everything that they would get with the program, and they can see just how easy it is to use.
Check it out, folks, at businessbookpress.com. Russell, whether the person, the company we're buying has a lease or not, whether they're paying rent or not, let's presume that we would like to be in that location when we buy the business for an indefinite period of time. And so at some point in time, the landlord has to be notified that you're interested, that the new buyer is interested in being there. And so that means we've got to talk to them about a lease, or if there's a lease in place, we've got to talk about assuming that lease, don't we?
Right. Exactly.
And that gets a little dicey sometimes, doesn't it?
Sure. And so the first thing you want to do, given that scenario as a buyer, is you need to see, I would bring this up very early in the discussions and ask what the status is of this, of the lease or whatever for the facilities. And given that if you're buying the business, you want to remain there for a significant period of time, the next question might be, have you discussed the fact that you're contemplating selling your business with the property owner. Now, if he has, then you got a whole different set of issues. But if he hasn't yet, then what you'd like the business owner to do is to proceed to, in the normal course of events, to get whatever lease extended that he has, or renewed, I should say. Or if he doesn't have a lease, to, you know, you've got time, so you can approach the business owner and say, well, I haven't had a lease, but I'm thinking that maybe I'd like to have one. And so you don't want to alert, if it's at all possible, to alert the property owner that the business is considering being sold. Because lots of things can happen that just are not appropriate.
Well, one of the things that you could do is you could say, look, you know, I don't have anything, you know, maybe you could say, I don't have anything in, you know, on the front burner right now, but you know, if I were to ever sell the property, is this lease assumable?
Right.
Would that be something you could say?
Yeah, that's the second part I was going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You do need to look at that lease, make sure there's a clause in there that states that the lease is assumable and under what conditions.
Well, what about this, Russ? What would be wrong with the first step of saying, you know, asking if they have a lease, and if they do, say, well, can I see a copy of it, please?
Oh, that's exactly what you have to do.
I mean, you don't want to just ask them. You want to see the lease so you can understand the language. Maybe even have somebody help you look at it.
Oh, yes, and that's all covered in my due diligence stuff, and that is a major part of due diligence. You've got to discuss the lease issue. You need to get a copy of the lease. And if there's any question about the extension of the lease or things of that nature, and when I say any question, in almost any circumstance, you should take it to your attorney. Let them tell you what that lease says and what your rights would be.
Right.
If you purchase the business.
And of course, based on what kind of a lease it is, there's a financial impact here. Not only the raising of the rent, but if it's a triple net lease where you're responsible for the maintenance and for the utilities and for the, I mean, obviously utilities, but for the insurance and the tax, those, you know, maybe the ad valorem tax is going to be going up. Maybe they're at the end of the life of the air conditioning system, and in 2 months after you buy the business, you're going to have to come up with the air conditioning repairs and upgrades. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that, isn't there, Russ?
Yes, yeah, and the list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to cover all of that. You need to be aware of that as a major factor. And it's not a killer factor. Everything involved with that situation can usually be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they can usually be resolved the earlier the better by the current business owner. If you, as a potential business buyer, try to approach an owner and say, I'm considering buying this business, and what I'd like to do is the following, almost every property owner, the first thought that's going to pop in their mind is rent increase.
Get a chance to raise my rent.
Yeah, here's a chance to raise. This guy wants to buy the business. The other guy wants to sell the business. I got two motivated people here. Time to get a little bit more.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yeah,
Russell,
that's right.
Good job today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, very welcome.
It's always a pleasure. Give us your website one more time.
Businessbookpress.com.
Don't forget, folks, check it out when you get a chance. Go take that BizPricer out for a road test. Thanks, Russell. See you next time.
Okay.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.